Hello, my name is Denise from Opinions Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Would you have a few minutes to participate? It's anonymous and confidential, and your opinion is really valuable for us.
Well,
are you registered to vote in Maryland, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Joe Biden is doing as a president? Is that a strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
It's horrible.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Wes Moore is doing as a governor? Is that strongly...
He's just as bad.
Strongly disapprove. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job as Donald Trump did as a president? Is that strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Kamala Harris is doing as a vice president?
She's horrible too.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your opinion. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden?
Trump.
Trump. Thank you. For whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Trump.
Trump, thank you. Would you approve or disapprove of the job of Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Strongly or somewhat approve?
Horrible.
Or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job of Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at the southern border?
That's really horrible.
Strongly disapprove. Yeah. Thank you.
Very strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Yeah, well, as all the families of the soldiers and people that are dying, I strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales taxes from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Is it strongly or somewhat support or opposed?
I oppose it.
Is strongly
you
opposed?
You mean to raise taxes?
Mm-hmm. From
you're going to raise taxes 6 to 7?
Mm-hmm.
I'm against that.
Strongly or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed to raising taxes.
Thank you so much. Which of the following, in your opinion, should be received the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? In the states, maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains, maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, both, neither, no answer.
They don't do it right anyway, so no answer. I disapprove of them.
Okay, thank you. So neither or no answer? Neither.
No answer, right?
No.
They put it in their pockets anyway, so.
Okay, thank you. Currently in Maryland, there is only a misdemeanor to possess an stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony?
Well, no,
in
wait
Maryland?
A second. What'd you say now?
I'm sorry. Let me go back. Currently in Maryland, there is only a misdemeanor to possess an stolen firearm.
A
Do you
stolen?
Agree? Stolen firearm?
When somebody steals from you.
Yeah. No, like someone has a stolen firearm and...
He commits a crime with it?
Yeah. Like possessing that firearm, but it's stolen from someone else.
Well, that's stolen property. That's against the law.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Strongly or somewhat agree or disagree?
I'm not going to answer that one because they can turn that around.
It's okay. No answer. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted on selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug results in a death? Is that strongly or somewhat support or oppose?
If they were sold what?
Fentanyl.
I know fentanyl, but he said if they were...
I'm sorry. Let me read it back. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug results in a death? Yeah, fentanyl.
If the drug was sold in a what?
Result in a death.
Oh, I think you ought to get it if it doesn't. But if it does result in death, they ought to get more than that. But I guess that's the best I can say. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Well, everybody pays too much in taxes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Pregnancy Research Center are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose Pregnancy Research Center? Is that strongly favor?
I don't know, because I'm against abortion, so.
Okay.
I don't think they ought to abort babies. They don't have a shot.
So the answers are strongly in favor, somewhat in favor, somewhat opposite.
I don't know that answer because I don't want to turn around on my.
Okay, thank you. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable? Is that a strongly or somewhat favor or opposed?
Well, it depends on what they do.
Yeah.
If they sit there and kill somebody, they ought to be held responsible.
Mm-hmm.
If they steal from somebody, they ought to be responsible or their parents.
Yeah.
You know, I know if I've done something wrong, my parents would kick my ass.
I understand. So do you think you are strongly or somewhat in favor or opposed? The question is, do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Well, they should be arrested and held accountable. I agree with that.
So strongly in favor or somewhat in favor?
Favor. It depends on the crime.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayers' dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter in this country illegally? Is that strongly?
No, we don't pay for them strongly.
Strongly
opposed to paying for that.
Thank you, sir.
We got other people here in this state that needs to take care of besides them. We got veterans. We got disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they come here and get it for nothing?
Okay. Thank you, sir. How frequently do you play in the Maryland lottery?
Regularly.
Okay. Thank you. How much of a problem do you think a credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem?
I have no idea.
No idea. It's okay.
No idea.
As a way to increase the state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals from 25?
No, I don't agree with that.
strongly opposed.
That's too easy.
Okay, thank you. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery game system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games?
No.
Yes or no?
I don't agree with
no.
That. No.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Is that strongly or somewhat support or oppose?
Has the right to do what?
A strike.
To strike?
Yes.
Teachers shouldn't strike.
Okay, thank you. So it will be a strongly support or somewhat support?
For no strike?
The right to a strike.
No, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
I don't.
So,
no.
So you'd be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Yeah, I'd be strongly opposed.
Thank you. Do you think a mentally sound adult with a natural terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have a legal option of a medical aid in dying to get prescription for medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Well, greatest gift God gives you is your life. I don't think somebody should.
Okay,
I think about cures every day, so I don't agree with that.
Okay, thank you, sir. If you have an incurable terminal illness, you still have a sound mind, have less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no? I guess you already answered, but thank you. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? I know that you already answered, but I have to ask. Should be illegal in all cases?
No.
Illegal in all cases and in most of the cases?
In most of the cases, just about all of them.
In
it would have to be something.
Okay.
I don't believe in taking a I don't believe in taking a baby's life.
Thank you so much.
That's just me.
I understand, sir. Thank you so much. A disability in a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no? If you don't want to answer, it's okay.
I don't know. I guess I'm normal.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's okay.
Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise their minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Strongly or somewhat favor or
oppose? You know what minimum
oppose?
Wage was when I was a kid?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Well, it started at 75 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we made an hour. They pay these people $15 an hour. No, I don't agree with that. No.
So you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
I don't think somebody should get $15 an hour for doing, I think you ought to work out. $15 an hour is a hell of a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I can put strongly oppose.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'm opposed to 15 to the minimum wage.
Thank
that
you
high.
So much.
I'm not opposed to the minimum wage, but 15 bucks. That's hell. When I was in Vietnam, they only paid me $300 a month.
Oh, so
and
you were in Vietnam, sir?
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were telling me that you were in Vietnam, so I was just asking that you were in Vietnam, so. I think you really did a great job there, sir.
Well, we did what we could.
Yeah, and thank you so much for all the things you do for us.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. There will be a few questions for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. So, in which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49?
I'm in the big one. I'm 75.
Okay, thank you. You don't sound 75, sir.
I feel like it.
With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican? Thank you. We're almost done in 89th, sir. Okay. What is your race? White, African American?
White.
Thank you. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant?
I'm a Christian, Lutheran Christian.
Lutheran Christian. Lutheran. Thank you. Lutheran Christian. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, sir. And have a great
rest
of your day. You too,
sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.